In what was expected to be an otherwise ho-hum election season, political pundits had pegged the race for lieutenant governor as the contest to watch. But according to a new poll from Castleton Polling Institute, Phil Scott, the Republican incumbent, isn't exactly fighting for his political life. The poll of likely voters, commissioned by WCAX, shows Scott getting 58% of the vote. The survey showed Dean Corin getting 24% of the vote and 15% were undecided. Corin says he's not surprised or disheartened by the results.
It was done before our ads started to kick in, and we're going to be doing, you know, a lot more ads. So I think it's mostly a name recognition thing.
With 4 weeks until Election Day, Corin says there's time enough to close the gap. Corin says Phil Scott is long on likability and short on ideas. And he says voters are looking for more substance from the lieutenant governor's office.
You have an incumbent who has spent 4 years doing things that make everybody in the state feel like he's a nice guy, not hold him to account on any particular issues, and really not know where he stands on any issues because he's done a really good job of ducking that.
Phil Scott dismissed the criticism from Corin as the last gasps of a sinking candidacy.
Well, I at this time in the campaign, people get desperate, and I think it does have a habit of bringing out the worst in people, and they want to win at all costs, and so I'm not surprised.
Corin says he'll look to spotlight aspects of Scott's platform that he thinks are out of touch with Vermont voters, namely on the issue of abortion. Scott supports the idea of requiring minors to notify their parents before they can receive an abortion.
I think a lot of Vermonters assume that any statewide office holder in Vermont would be strongly pro-choice, and I think a lot of people are surprised when they find out that he's endorsed by the Right to Life Committee.
Scott says he's always been pro-choice, and he says his opinion on parental notification is based on experiences as a father to two teenage girls.
If one of them had to make a monumental decision such as that, then I'd want to be there for them. And I think that's what part of parenting is about, what part of being a father is.
Corin says he hasn't decided yet whether to raise the abortion issue in television ads. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.